Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of Boat Briefing. I'm Charlotte Hogarth-Jones, the features director of the magazine, and here to help me chat through this week's news and insights is Georgia Boscawen, our fabulous travel and charter editor. Good afternoon, Georgia. Well, before we go any further, I should say that this week's episode is sponsored by KVH, the service which creates innovative connectivity solutions for customers on sea, land and air around the globe. KVH is a global leader in mobile connectivity, content and value-added services with technology designed to enable a mobile world and keep mariners always connected. To find out more, visit kvh.com. So, Georgia, where do we begin? Let's start off. I thought, given you're the travel editor, we could talk about where in the world you've been travelling to and if you've got any top tips for super yachts.
Well, it's boat show season. Well, actually, charter show season. And I've been at Miba, which this year returned to Genoa in Italy after it went to Barcelona last year, and then, which was also lovely, but very nice to be back in Genoa. And I was also at Medis, which is the Mediterranean yacht show, which has a special place in my heart, mainly because I just love Greece.
Yeah.
So much fun to be there. So much energy. It's extremely exciting. And two wonderful shows to kick off the season, really. Miba, which actually takes place at the end of April. So it's been a few weeks now to kind of mull over everything. And it just smacks you in the face with so much going on. It was actually it was a flying visit for me. We already had Holly on the ground and I just wanted to peek my head in to see what was going on, what boats were there. And you just kind of get swept up with all that's going on. It's a really great example of the energy you get at charter shows now. And the show has been going on since the 80s and every single year it just gets better and better.
Well, I think we'll talk a bit about who you caught up with. But, you know, what were some of the, you know, most exciting boats you saw there? Any highlights?
So you've kind of got everything. So you've got yachts from 20 to 100 metres and all those in between. For me, particular highlights was seeing the 85.6 metre Aquila, which was there with Burgess. Just always such a commanding boat. I love seeing her. I've seen her a couple of times now and just such a beautiful boat to set eyes on. Fraser were also there with Amir, the 82.5 metre golden yacht. And again, just such a spectacle. And in between, we have Wyco with Nuri, really cool, very foodie-based boat that was very nice to see. The chef is a real talent. And he actually ended up winning the chef's competition at Miba, which was incredible. And it's very tight. I mean, the skill level there is just extraordinary.
A hot tip then for anyone booking a charter this year who wants to go somewhere, have a particularly nice dinner, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah, the chef Onuri is extraordinarily talented. He is actually, I managed to pin him down after the show, and he's actually done an amazing itinerary for us, which is going into the August issue. And with each of the destinations, the boat is just going to be off the Amalfi Coast. And with each of the destinations, he's designed a menu to kind of call on the best points of that region. It's really cool. Really, really cool.
So where were you staying? Because you weren't on board a yacht for that show, were you?
No, I was actually in the most incredible hotel called Palazzo Durazzo. And it's a bit of a hidden gem in Genoa. You would never know it was there. I actually walked straight past it when I was trying to find it. You go through these huge iron doors, and which again just sort of mold into the kind of facade of Genoa. And it's a huge 18th century beautiful hotel, and it's filled with incredible frescoes, and it's one of the most extraordinary hotels I think I've ever slept in. It is completely beautiful.
But you called me from some fantastic yachts, and one of them we can go on to talk about because you can read an interview with the owner coming up soon. But you firstly got on board Renaissance in Genoa, didn't you?
That was it was a very special invitation actually, and something that I wasn't really expecting. It was such a highlight for me in the year. Simon Dickey and his team at Bannerman Rao have just done such a fabulous job on the design. I mean, it's absolutely vast. It's huge. When you're on board, it just it feels much bigger than 112 metres.
I mean, which is pretty big anyway.
And it's one of those yachts you could genuinely get lost in as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk too much about a detail because it's all to be revealed in the July issue, which comes out in a couple of weeks.
Okay, but you were properly wowed then. She's worked, because it's one of those yachts there's been so much hype about, and sometimes you feel like they can't ever live up to it, but you know, it really is worth
it. And do you know what? It was so nice as well, because over the weekend in Monaco with the Grand Prix, you could really get an understanding of the scale, because she was there in the bay next to Project X, which is also a very impressive and massive boat. Mm. She just was huge. She kind of, everyone was kind of talking about it and could see, and there are lots of photos coming in, and there she was, very commanding in that bay. So it was really impressive.
Okay, so that was Genoa. And any key highlights from Medis? Any amazing yachts there?
It was really nice to see Lady Vera, actually. She was in Greece with Parsifal Yachting. Just a really cool, beautifully presented boat. She's 73.5 metre novice crew and just immaculately well looked after and set up really well for parties. I mean, I'm sure set up for families and set up for lots of things, but there's something about the top deck that just makes you want to just dance. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's the screen, there's the bar, and there's huge sunbeds. I really love it. It's such a beautiful boat. Loved that.
So they're quite different yachts, I'd say, in a way. Were there any sort of trends in terms of what people seem the most interested in? Because I often love these shows because, you know, the trends that we write about and we hear about, you can actually see on the ground. You know, what are people actually talking about? What are the boats that people are flocking to see and queuing up to see? And, you know, what are people really responding to, I suppose?
Do you know what? The biggest thing that people spoke about actually at both shows was just getting away from everyone else. The amount of charters that now, I mean, everyone just wants a quiet bay where there's no one else around and a yacht with really good water toys. That's what it's all about. Mm. I think that pretty much every captain that I spoke to was like, yes, I know the most private bay. I know the best spots. And that's what people want. And I think, I mean, I can kind of get it. Like, I just, you know, you're on board, you're with your family or friends or just doing what you want to do, and there's no one else around. And I think that's just such a theme at the moment.
Well, speaking of kind of captains that know amazing hideaways and things, so I alluded to it earlier on, you got on board Sanctuary, which is owned by a British woman called Beth Hamilton. Reading the piece, I was very jealous that you got to go on board. She sounded like, you know, an absolute hoot and very, very fun. But she was saying, her Greek captain, she was saying, if you've got a yacht in Greece, you have to have a Greek captain. And he knows all these incredible places where he takes her guests. And she was making me laugh because some of the passages she was saying, you know, you have some kind of foot in mouth moments where you watch your captain kind of squeezing your yacht into this tiny place and you think, oh my god, like, what if this is thousands of pounds worth of damage? But she has total faith in him, and he takes her to some incredible kind of local spots that you just wouldn't know about without someone who had grown up in the area. But what was that boat like on board? Because she looks amazing and it sounds like you had loads of fun meeting her.
It was really special, actually, because of her best approach to charter. It's very much a business decision, because she also has a beautiful villa in Spetses as well in Greece. And the way that she's set that boat up is absolutely extraordinary. Everything from the smell to little surprises, which I won't talk too much about because I don't want to ruin it, but she has little surprises that she arranges throughout the charter. And it's a really beautifully executed project, everything about it. And it's very calming. There are lots of blues on board, little things like privacy glass, and the little touches on board are really well executed. And again, it's all about experience for Beth and her family and those that charter. It's all about, as you say, finding those tiny little bays that no one knows about, these little restaurants that she will, which we will reveal in the piece, around her favourite places in Greece. And it's one of those things that I felt being on board, just a really special, very loved boat. It was a really beautifully put together yacht, I think.
Okay, well, we look forward to reading all about that soon. And while we're talking about Greece, actually, I should mention that I'll be going to Greece, actually. You're not the only one. I will be going to Antiparos, equally excited to be heading over there because Boat is a media partner this year of the Cyclades Cup. So the regatta is organised by the Yacht Club of Greece in collaboration with the World Super Yacht Awards judge, one of our judges, Ilia Rigas. She owns the 50-metre Almira 2, absolutely beautiful boat. I actually interviewed her about it some time ago. It's a Perini and it's absolutely stunning. So we can link to that in this episode if anyone wants a bit of background. Beautiful, beautiful sailing yachts. But I know we've got a whole host of owners who are going to be joining us there, taking part in the racing, enjoying some amazing Greek cuisine, as you said, some incredible ocean views. There's going to be a sunset party to kick us off on the Thursday, that's the 13th of June, and then an owner's dinner and a party on the Friday night, which promises to be loads of fun. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to this event. You know, sailing yachts, amazing, Greek scenery, amazing, Greek food, amazing, you know, it's going to be fabulous. So of course, if you're in town, if you're an owner and you're listening and you haven't already signed up to join us, then you should do. It's going to be amazing.
Well, that sounds like absolute heaven.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Of all the places to go, that's definitely kind of up on the top of my list. And it's difficult because, you know, people complain often. Every time you speak to someone about Greece, they say, oh, well, it's so much busier this year than last year. And it's getting harder and harder to kind of find those special places. But they are out there. And Antiparos is quite difficult to get to from the UK. So I'm hoping that the lengthy journey, I often feel like the longest journeys make for the best escapes.
How do you get there?
You're asking me now, and I can't remember. I have to get a couple of flights and a ferry, I think, is the answer. Hopefully we'll make it out at the other end.
Or a yacht.
Or a yacht, exactly, exactly. I'm the only chump that's going to be flying there. If you've got a yacht, you can just mosey on over, delightful sail, have a nice rest before the racing. It'll be wonderful. And, of course, you know, famously windy around Antiparos, so, you know, great for the racing. Anyway, that's coming up. And then next week, I know that Cassia and Stuart touched on it slightly last week, but of course, we've got Ocean Talks at the Serpentine. If you haven't registered to join us yet, there's still time. Tickets are free. It's online. You just have to register so we can add you to our guest list. And yeah, this is our sort of annual ocean conservation event where we aim to bring yacht owners and builders and designers solutions, inspiration, ideas, all to do with kind of ocean conservation or ocean conservation initiatives specific to our space. So Katya and Stuart mentioned some speakers last week, so I won't touch on those. They're all online if you want to have a read. But there are some going to be amazing exhibitors there as well. I was only speaking to the other day, Purified and NFW, two very trendy, cool companies who are making the world's first totally plastic-free trainer. Like, it's biodegradable. And apparently no other trainers in the world have elements of plastic in them. Yeah, and it's very cool looking. It's very trendy. It looks a bit like a kind of Adidas Gazelle. But I was just thinking, you know, if you could get your crew wearing, you know, everyone wearing those and a nice gift for your guests on board, like what a great thing to be doing rather than, you know, more disposable things that get chucked away or things that are personalized that maybe people don't necessarily want. So they're going to be there and that's going to be really cool. There's also an artist called Zaina Holloway. She's a big diver and underwater photographer, actually. And while she was diving, she saw the kind of roots of the plants, particularly in the UK, actually, these kind of big root masses and how amazing that was. So she started making objects. They can be like chandeliers or couture dresses or lights. It's lighting that she's bringing to Ocean Talks. She makes this stuff out of plant roots. She trains the roots to grow around things. And actually, she's just coming straight from Chelsea Flower Show, where she won gold. So, you know, she was the award-winning garden there, and she's bringing all her things to Ocean Talks. But that's something that you could have done for your yacht, kind of designed around any specification you wanted that's completely biodegradable, no plastics, no, you know, nothing nasty in there. And really, it looks incredible. It's quite otherworldly and cool.
Wow. Also, what a show to win. If there's anything you're going to win with Chelsea Flower Show.
Exactly. And lastly, I wanted to spotlight, just because, you know, when you come across something and you're like, I would love, you know, I want one of those, basically. There's a really cool company called Shore, and they're making these sort of woven silicon rugs, kind of rugs and mats and things to go out on deck, but also kind of loungers and like deck chairs, but describing it like that sounds wrong because these are these very kind of big forms, but they're so cool. And they look, you know, they're all neon colors and pastel colors. And they just, you talked about parties earlier. It looks like the kind of thing that if you were having a great party, you would want to flop down under like a big kind of bed. It's the kind of thing that everyone wants to jump on and touch and feel and poke. And, you know, the longevity of these things is amazing. So if you buy one, it's completely waterproof, it's rustproof, it's weatherproof, it's going to last you for years and years. And a really great company with some really careful thought behind their output. So do check them out. They'll be bringing a whole display to Ocean Talks that people can kind of poke and play with. But check them out if you're looking to upgrade your deck furniture this year, because I think they're awesome and very different to anything I've seen from anyone else, and very, very fun.
Sounds amazing.
Okay. Well, they are amazing. Should we crack on with the news and run through this week's headlines?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. So really exciting news this week. First up is the news that Ohio-based real estate tycoon Larry Connor has asked Triton to build him a new submarine. The company is going to build one of their 4002 models for Connor, who plans to visit the Titanic wreck in 2026 in a bid to dispel some of the fears around deep sea diving in the wake of the OceanGate submersible disaster. In the weeks after the disaster, which killed five people after a catastrophic implosion in June last year, Connor voiced concerns about declining investment in deep ocean research and exploration, and he's hoping that the recently announced mission will prove that deep sea diving is safe as long as a fully certified submarine is used. And on that note, the dive will be coordinated by Patrick Leahy, one of the world's most experienced divers and, of course, co-founder and CEO of Triton Submarines. So, really interested to watch this one. Of course, you know, that tragedy around the Triton submarine was awful. We did an interview with them, with the team from Triton, which we can link to below at the time, and also a story more recently about kind of what actually went wrong there. But reading the feature, it made it so apparent to me that accident was just a kind of freak accident driven by someone who was advised by numerous people not to go ahead with the the expedition and told it wasn't safe. Hopefully this does, you know, it's sad what the story's noting, that, you know, Mr. Connor's noting the lack of interest in these areas since that. And I really hope it doesn't put people off, because of course there's so much to discover.
And it shook the world, that story. Nothing to do with anything maritime. It just took all of us by, it was such grief and such surprise that this could possibly happen. So I think something like this is just an amazing way to shine a light on the safety and the abilities and of a company like Triton and all the things that we have like this at our disposal. It's an amazing thing to do, really. Yeah. Is.
And great to be doing the Titanic as well, because in terms of, you know, getting people's attention, I think that's something that everyone recognises and is interested in. So hopefully he'll get the recognition for that trip, as well as, you know, have an amazing experience while he's down there. Mm. Speaking of new yachts, next up is the news that Moonin has released interior renderings of the 36-metre Martinique superyacht Moonshine. The 36.3-metre was launched from the shipyard's facilities in the Netherlands back in April. She'll spend her first year cruising the Mediterranean and Caribbean before reaching her new home in San Diego, California. Her rich and cheerful interiors have been created by first-time collaborator Hollander Yacht Design. According to the shipyard, the owners were closely involved throughout the design process and used virtual reality and 3D renderings to make design decisions, including choosing custom furniture and special materials from a wide variety of suppliers. The end result is a yacht that keeps you entertained and surprised every time you turn a corner, said the studio co-founder Alexandra Nikolaouscu. Drawing inspiration from both the light and dark side of the moon, Moonshine's main deck is dominated by soft silver and beige hues, transitioning seamlessly to a darker, more enigmatic atmosphere on the bridge deck. Well, you can take a look on at those pics on our site now. You definitely get the sense, kind of having read that story and looked at the images, you'd get that sense of the contrast with the light and dark and the warm and the cool. That, and it's not kind of throughout every space, it's that the spaces are kind of themed as such. So there's an image of a cabin, for example, that really conjures up this amazing glow with lots of reds and yellows and kind of satiny or silk cushions that's kind of shiny and warm. And then if you look at the boardroom, I think it was the boardroom, it could have been the salon actually, but there was a kind of bit long table with lots of greys, silvers, cool tones, which is much more kind of elegant, sophisticated. But you definitely get that sense of kind of different worlds in the same space, which is really interesting, I think.
Sounds incredible. Yeah, absolutely. I'm just looking at the photos now, actually, and it's amazing. It really is.
And while we're talking about going online and checking out incredible yachts, you have to look up this next boat. I think it's my favourite news story we've ever done. And it's very Elle Woods, if anyone gets that reference, apart from you, maybe, Georgia, I'd be surprised. But it's the news that Baltic have launched a custom powder pink coloured Baltic 80 at its Jakobstad facilities last week. The 24.4-metre sailing yacht was commissioned by an experienced yachtsman and first-time client of the shipyard. She's been described as a multi-role yacht, capable of fast offshore cruising and excellent performance on the race course. Easy handling was part of the owner's brief, with a self-tacking jib set on a wide track and in-boom furling. Accommodation is for 6 guests in 3 double cabins, with a further cabin for 2 crew. The interior arrangement and styling has been handled in-house, and a streamlined exterior profile is the work of Judel and Rolick & Co. And yeah, you just have to see this boat. You have to see it to believe it. I absolutely love it. I love the colour. It's this gorgeous pink that is at once so noticeable, but it's also kind of tasteful and cool, and just so much respect for someone going out there and deciding that they want a pink yacht and making it and it looking just so cool.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I feel like it's a bit of a cliche of me being like, oh, I love it because it's pink, but I do love it and it's beautiful and it's pink and it's...
Yeah, I'd love to know how they pick the shade, because like I said, it's just that shade where it's not like Barbie pink, it's not baby pink, it's... I think they describe it as rose pink, but I don't think that's quite right. It's just this kind of crushed strawberry ice cream colour, and it's beautiful, and it's the boat itself is beautiful.
It's that beautiful, and the F1 team, it's pretty much identical, and it's that beautiful pink that, as you say, isn't too girly, it's cool, it's racy. I love it.
Wow, what a boat. I'm very excited to see that, hopefully in person before too long. And while we're talking about striking yachts, this brings us to our final news story, the news that the 72-metre Giorgio Armani-designed Admiral Superyacht project Metamorphosis has been resold. Built by the Italian Sea Group under its Admiral brand, the yacht's original 2024 delivery year has now been pushed back to April 2025 to account for additional upgrades by her new owner. IYC represented the seller, having initially sold the yacht in 2020, while Yachtzoo bought the buyer. The 2,000 gross ton yacht will have both interior and exterior design from the drawing boards of Giorgio Armani, of course, and will feature an ice class hull, 6,000 nautical mile range, and a main deck with a 6 cabin layout. Project Metamorphosis will also feature a 180 square meter owner's deck. The superyacht was initially announced as part of a gala dinner at the Italian Sea Group's Marina di Carrera facilities in February 2023. The reason for the resale was not disclosed, but IYC noted that the in-build yacht was asking 105 million euros at the time of the sale. Wow, I can't wait to see some more images of her. All I've seen so far are what we've got on the site, which is the kind of exterior rendering and a picture of a very Giorgio Armani, elegant, cool salon with kind of cool marble and brass or gold, you know, very cool looking. Can't wait to see the rest of it. Some incredible boats kind of, you know, going around the world right now or about to go around the world.
Really beautiful looking boat, actually. That rendering is very kind of, it's just very cool, very sexy, dark gold. It's very, very beautiful. Can't wait to see that.
So some incredible boats, both in build and out on the water as we speak. And of course, we'll keep you posted as we get to find out more about them. Now, we were speaking earlier about boat shows, and of course it's the Venice Boat Show going on right now. So I think that's what our data story is going to focus on, isn't it, Georgia?
It is indeed. I'm here to bring you the data, which is brought to you by BoatPro, the super industry's leading market intelligence service. And that's right, this week we're going to delve into what's going on right now in Venice. And it's largely a show for sub 24 meter yachts. There are some yachts there above that threshold, which we'll get into in a second. Ultimately, we have the same number of yachts as last year, which is pretty staggering at 300 vessels. And 180 of those were built in Italy. Again, it just gives you an idea of the scale of this show, sub 24. And last year, just to add to that, there were 30,000 people in attendance. So A little bit different to the shows that like Monaco and Miba and Med. It's just the scale is huge. So there are a few yachts above the 24 meter threshold. Last year, there were 5. This year, we have 8 in attendance. There is a total LOA of 224 meters, which again is significantly larger than last year, with an average LOA of 28 meters, which is roughly the same as the previous year, which was 27.8. So this year, the largest yacht is expected to be the new custom line Navetta 38, and she's actually making her debut there this week. Another great debut will be the new Wider Cat 92. And there are some interesting debuts below the 24-meter mark as well, with the Pershing GTX 8 and the Azimut SeaDek 6, which are both really exciting additions. Above 24-meter, there are a few foreigners in the mix, with the Sunseeker Ocean 182 and the Aston Doer AS8. So there's a lot of excitement going on there. And it's a good long show. So it goes on until the 2nd of June. So lots to see and lots of time to do it. Although you will have to navigate the crowds with 30,000 people expected to be there. But it's a wonderful show. It's a favourite here in the office. And if you are going to be there, a few of us on the ground. So if you do see us, make yourself known because we'd love to see you.
Well, I can vouch for the Azimut SeaDek 6 because I saw that when I was at Saloni. I can't remember if I talked about it when I was on the pod before, but this boat is kind of promising 40% lower emissions, and they've gone to great lengths to kind of research all different aspects from the kind of the decking that they're using to the kind of technology on board to reduce the emissions of the boat. And it's a super cool yacht. That's definitely worth checking out. I particularly love they've gone for cork decking, which I'd seen on kind of tenders and things before at Monaco Yacht Show, but never on board a kind of boat of that size. And it really works really well. Like, it feels super comfortable underfoot. It looks really cool. You kind of forget that, you know, there are other options, you know, that it could be teak when you're there and kind of feeling it and experiencing it. Very light, very nice kind of spaces out on deck. But yeah, worth checking out that one for sure.
Amazing.
Okay, so moving on to brokerage pick of the week. I'm going to go first because talking earlier about the Cyclades Cup and beautiful Perini Navis, I noticed one for sale currently, in case anyone, you know, it's not too late to buy this boat and join us over in Antiparos. But this boat is Norfolk Star, is currently for sale. She's a 37-metre Perini. The yacht is in superb condition, having recently undergone a multi-million euro refit in 2020, as well as her 5-year Lloyd survey. This included a new main engine, 2 new generators, PLC system, Inmarsat VSAT dome, 505 Williams tender, Doyle sails and Reckman rigging. The interior and exterior furnishings have been recovered. All surfaces and marble has been professionally cleaned and coated, and the teak decks have also been professionally sanded. The listing states that no expense has been spared to bring this yacht to market in pristine order for a new owner. And she does look like an incredibly beautiful boat. Always love a Perini. And I love it. She's a gorgeous colour as well, a kind of jade green colour. Yeah, love that yacht. I would buy it happily. And she's for sale for €4,450,000.
I've got a bargain for you. This week, the beautiful Illusion 1 saw a 1 million euro price drop. And I just think she is the most beautiful yacht, a classic Fed ship. She is designed by De Voot and she was built in steel and aluminium by Fed ship. And she had a major refit at Pendennis in 2010, where she actually saw a 5-meter extension to accommodate a new beach club and garage, along with renewed teak decks and a fresh interior. Think of all the toys that she can carry. Accommodation on board is for up to 12 in 6 cabins, and she has a beautiful, quite classic interior, and with warm decor and lots of lovely wooden accents. It's really beautiful, and there's a lovely generous bar on board as well. So that's a really good,
always a good investment.
Absolutely. But she really is a beautiful Fed ship, and it's one of those boats that will pull into a marina. It's extremely commanding. She is asking 7.95 million. And I just think for a 55 meter Fed ship, that is an extraordinary, extraordinary price. And I just think a little bit of yachting history here, and it's lovely. Really is.
Well, some great brokerage picks there, and of course, plenty more to take a look at on our site. That brings us to the end of this week's episode. Thank you for joining me, Georgia.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for listening to this week's Boat Briefing, which was mixed and produced by Naomi Wilson and Adam Geist, and is a production of Boat International Media. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll see you next week.